Welcome to It Ain't Over, a multi-monthly podcast exploring the ever-changing world that is technology. Brought to you by Rich Web, a full-service IT company located in Ashland, Virginia, specializing in cloud-managed services, helping business owners be more profitable by letting our experienced team manage their IT network so they can manage their business. Rich Web, driving enterprise IT. And now, it ain't over.
Hey, thanks, Gwen, for that. We appreciate it. Welcome to our first podcast of It Ain't Over, talking about how IT is always changing. Today's topic, server up. When is it time to change your server? Mark and John, what you got to say?
With me today is John Larson. He's our Chief Information Officer. I'm Mark Lee. I'm the Chief Executive Officer. I want to get a little information from John today about our customers and some of the things they're encountering, why they're coming to us, and some of their questions. So, John, one of the things that comes up over and over again whenever we have a new customer call us that has an issue or we go out to visit is, how do I know when it's time to replace my server?
That's a good question. We get asked that question a lot. Typically, we get that question when the network is running slow. And so one of the first things that we have to do is understand that there's potentially a server issue and there's potentially network issues, and they may be related, they may be completely independent. If we go back and look at the server and we see that it's so old the plastic has started to yellow, if there's smoke coming out of the back of it, or if the hard drives are running so loudly that we can hear them before we even enter the room, it's pretty obvious there that server is ancient and obviously needs an update. But that's a pretty rare situation. Most of the time we walk into an environment and we discover pretty quickly that the customer's network is not running at optimal speeds. So in a lot of cases, they just bought a server that's only 2 or 3 years old. That server has plenty of life left in it. There's no need to go and swap out that server. And our focus then becomes, let's look at the network. Let's make sure that the DNS is healthy. Let's make sure that the Windows Active Directory is healthy. Let's make sure that the server is not configured in such a way that it's losing packets. There are certain network diagnostic tools that will run first. So basically, once we've ruled out that the network is okay, then we can turn our attention to the server. And then typically from the server perspective, it's making sure the server is still spec'd to handle the workload that the customer's throwing at it. A lot of servers are idling for 99% of the day, and then maybe once a day they have a batch process or a accounting program that runs that's heavy duty, but for most of the rest of the day the server's idling. If the only customer complaint is the server is slow at that particular time, it's probably a disk issue. In the case of the hard drives are not spec'd, or the storage array is not spec'd to handle the workload that the customer is expecting to throw at it, in which case simply upgrading to from spinning drives to solid state drives can usually fix that problem pretty quickly.
So John, give me an example of somebody. Like if I have a client comes to me and says, I have two offices and everybody in my one office can access the server fine, but in the other office it seems to be slow or they're losing connectivity. Mm-hmm. Is that my server? Is that my network? Or what could that be?
It's almost never the server. It's almost certainly your wide area network. Typically, especially in the small business realm, customers have not paid for dedicated circuits between their offices. They're usually using a VPN across the internet. It's pretty common for that VPN to be misconfigured. It's possible that the carriers, the internet carriers, the ISPs, suppose they're using Comcast at one office and Verizon Fios at the other office. And individually, those circuits are fast, and the customer thinks that they're working pretty well. But in the case of Comcast and Verizon especially, those two providers don't always talk together very well. You may have a large latency going from Comcast on one side to Verizon on the other. So one of the first things that we look at, again, isolate the network performance, make sure that we can get traffic. We typically use a program called iPerf. Speed tests, a lot of rookie engineers will go out and run a speed test from site A and speed test from site B and say, oh, it's all good because they're both fast. That's a very naive approach. We typically will use iPerf and we'll do real world performance from site A to site B. And if we can figure out that, hey, the network can't sustain the traffic, then again, the customer, you don't need to go out and buy a new server. The first thing you have to do is shore up your network performance. And that could be replacing the routers, reconfiguring the routers, replacing the VPN technology with something that works better. Sometimes it's replacing the carriers. If you've picked a carrier that's low end, and not providing the bandwidth they claim they're providing, then obviously you need to fix that. a lot of other customers too, they make the mistake of only looking at the download speed on their VPN connections. So if you run into a customer and says, well, I've got paying for a 150 meg connection. Well, is it 150 up, 150 down? And you look closer and find out, no, it's 150 down, but only 10 up. Well, in a VPN scenario, from office A to office B, you're always limited by your upload speed, not your download speed. So if a customer thinks they have 150 megabits per second, not really, they only have 10. And in those cases too, sometimes the customer's application was tuned for a local area environment. In other words, it does large file transfers inefficiently on the network. And in those cases, it may not be practical to run that application without using a remote desktop type environment to make that really work well.
Is there anything else that maybe I should look for in my network or my server? Like, if I know that my server is running Windows Server 2012, is that still good, or is that going to clue into that maybe it's time to replace things?
Windows 2012 R2 is now 2019. Windows 2016 is the recommended release. Most software programs that are being updated are built to run the newer version of Windows. We still see a lot of 2012 R2. In most cases, in virtually all cases, the performance difference between those versions of Windows is minimal. So when a customer is having problems on a certain version of Windows, it's almost always the configuration or the state of the server hardware. It's not the operating system.
Well, what kind of configuration things have changed to make a big difference in that? I've read about Active Directory. Is that one of the things that could possibly affect performance?
Active Directory, if it's not configured properly or if it's not maintained properly, can certainly do that. The most common things that happen with Active Directory are a customer that installed a small business server and then upgraded it to a regular domain controller and didn't know what they were doing, created mistakes in the DNS database. There's a lot of problems that a lot of our customers that we go to that are having slow networks and are saying, hey, I need to replace these servers. We dive in and we find out, well, you have six domain controllers listed in your Active Directory database, but only two of those are live. Windows it doesn't know that. Windows will still attempt, on the desktop, will still attempt to send queries to all of those listed domain name servers. It doesn't realize that some of them are down, so you end up having these long delays, which are totally unnecessary. So a little bit of grooming, a little bit of proper grooming and proper domain management practices, you can fix all those problems and still keep your old hardware.
Thanks, Mark and John. We appreciate you taking time out to come in and talk to us about the servers and many other things as we continue this conversation monthly, hopefully with multiple podcasts. Hey, check out more information about RichWeb. You can go to the website, richweb.com, or any of our social media outlets on Facebook, Twitter, and don't forget to stay tuned. Next episode is going to be about backups. When is enough enough?